Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith and a narration which has been transmitted from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And this tradition is about the etiquettes of journeying and traveling. This tradition is actually a hadith which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates from the sage Luqman, who has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Of course, he is not a prophet, but he is considered a friend of God, one of the awliya, and also one of the, you know, wise people. He's known as Luqman al-Hakim. The Quran quotes him and, you know, the advice that he gave his son. So in this tradition, the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Luqman said the following to his son. Right, so this is part of the advice that Luqman gave to his son, but it hasn't been narrated in the Quran. Luqman said, "When you travel in the company of people, consult with them frequently about each of your affairs." So you say you're going on a journey with a group of people, your friends or your family, right? Consult with them. Let's say that you stop, to rest, and you want to go get something to eat for, you know, the people traveling, right? Yeah, at least ask them about what they want or what would be best for them. Don't just go and make a decision yourself. Right, consult with them because you're traveling with them. They're important. It's important to consult with them before you make a decision about the journey. Then Luqman said, make them smile often. Make them smile often. Meaning, be jovial with them, joke with them, make them smile, be happy with them, be kind to them and make them happy. And be generous in sharing your provisions with them. Let's say that you brought something, one of your favorite snacks that you like, you know, and you're on the journey, don't go over there in the corner and eat it yourself. You know, share what you have with them. When they call you, answer them, right? If they need you and they call you, hey, come over here, we need you, need your help with something, you know, to change the tire of the car that's got flat, go over there and help them and answer them. And when they ask you for help, assist them. Try to outdo them in three things, right? Try to outdo them in three things. Long periods of silence, right? Don't just go on rambling and talking, right? If they're being silent, be quiet as well. Maybe they need to rest and they want some peace of mind. You should also be silent as well. And abundance of prayer. An abundance of prayer, if they, you know, it's time for namaz, it's time for salat, everybody stops to make salat, right? You also make salat and try to outdo them in making salat. And open-handedness with them, with whatever you possess of riding animal, wealth, or food, right? Let's say that it's you know, you're trying to come to a decision about whose car to take to go on the journey, right? Try to, you know, be first to offer your car, you know, as a means of the journey, or wealth. If, you know, you want to pool your money together to go on the journey, try to be more generous than them, pool more money than you had with them, or food, or whatever provision, other provision that's necessary for the journey. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of journey in the advice that Luqman gave to his son in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد